Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1398, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Defendant shut the door and disappeared. That said, Mamie Kitchen, when on the witness stand, only answered such questions as were put to her by the Solicitor General or by counsel for defendant, but stated now that if she had been permitted to tell the facts in her own way, she could have told them exactly as she told them in this her statement, that when defendant opened the dressing room door and looked in and asked the girls referred to if they did not have any work to do, that none of them were in an exposed condition, but that said Mamie Kitchens had removed her outside street skirt, but that her person was fully protected by her underskirt, and that while Miss Jackson had removed a part of her clothing, just what part, said Mamie Kitchens did not remember, the person of Miss Jackson was not in any way exposed. That Detective Bass Rosser called at said Mamie Kitchen's home during the trial of defendant and interviewed her, and asked her a great many embarrassing questions as to what she knew against the character of defendant, and that she stated she knew nothing that would in any way reflect on defendant or his standing as a gentleman, and further told him that so far as her personal knowledge of defendant was concerned, and so far as she had observed, he had always conducted himself as a gentleman. Defendant further shows that the Solicitor General endeavored at the trial to prove to the jury that the defendant was in the habit of looking in on the girls as they were undressed in the ladies' dressing room, and on cross-examination of Irene Jackson showed that she and said Emily Mayfield were undressing once when defendant came to the door. That defendant came to the door, pushed it open, looked in, smiled, and walked out. That the defendant had, on another instance, walked in the dressing room on Miss Mamie Kitchens, while the said Irene Jackson and the said Mamie Kitchens were in there. The Solicitor General further proved by the said Mamie Kitchens that she was in the dressing room with the said Irene Jackson when she was undressed, and that the defendant opened the door and stuck his head inside, that he did not knock, but just stood there and laughed.